Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide, insomnia, suicide may occur, diarrhea, unusual or strange dreams, agitation, sexual side effects, drowsiness, dizziness, and nausea, hostility, trouble sleeping, seizures, serious skin reactions, thoughts of suicide, suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, my friends, today's show is not for the faint of heart, nor is it for the fainting Democratic Party in California and those who are members of it, who have sold out to the pharmaceutical industrial complex vaccine division. SB 277 on our minds today, and I know all of y'all in California, if that thing passes and becomes law where they eliminate all your exemptions to vaccination, Popeye, California, leave now. Leave now before you're needled to death, much less out of water. But we're still fighting for you, California. We're here on the Robert Scott Bell Show thinking a lot, praying a lot, and also putting the information out there. Today, we do have some more from Vaccine Impact. Kerry Rourke's going to join us to talk about the latest on SB 277. Also, we have the article that is just traveling around the world that was originally published at LouRockwell.com, ended up at GreenMedInfo as well, and we also published it today at RobertScottBell.com, and that is regarding what, Super Don? What could it be that is so phenomenal? It is just rolling around the world. It's a statement that somebody made right here a while back.
Yes, we were joking about that before we went on air that, you know, you've got talent on loan from God. I think that came from somebody else, but, yeah, I mean, listen, it's no mystery. It's no mystery what's going on here. the memo has been sent out. And, apparently there's a grand plan here that somebody has uncovered. Which I was just completely in awe of this article when I read this.
Yes. What's it titled?
Well, it's first they came for the anti-vaxxers.
Exactly.
Where did you hear that before?
I don't know. But that was the one where the Jewish press got on me for calling John Stewart a Nazi, which I did that, not.
When you did not. How bizarre.
I basically came out with that concept first. I'm not the first guy to say, who knows, but in broadcast media, certainly we saw it. I reacted very intensely to when John Stewart was basically scapegoating the liberal intelligentsia, the leftist in where? Marin County, California. You know, this is known to be, you know, far left liberal, wealthy elitist, and they weren't vaccinating their kids. So John Stewart, The Daily Show, went after him, and I just went back after him for the horrendous things he was saying, the scapegoating, the Star of Daviding, the pink triangling, if you know what I mean, scapegoating these people for doing what? For protecting their children in a way that they felt, oh, no, they're coasting on everybody else's vaccine coattails, right? It's only because everybody else gets vaccines that they can do what they're doing.
Will you quit hogging my herd immunity, please?
Do you want some more herd immunity? Get your herd immunity. I got your herd immunity, Mr. Moo Cow. Not you, Super Don. You know what I'm saying. So anyway, this article, first they came for the anti-vaxxers. and it's Brittany Schaefer. She wrote this, and we've got her joining us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking about this pretty much the entire first hour here, because the concern for vaccine tyranny and for the fact that the Democratic Party in California has been bought pretty much lock, stock, and barrel. It's a very confusing time to be a Democrat in California. You know, the liberal... including later on from Bill Maher, where he, the liberal that he is, questions what happened. You guys and gals used to be non-trusting of corporations, but suddenly when it comes to Big Pharma, you're like, don't even ask a question about it. And that's what I've been saying for a long time here. Are you a worshiper of science? And if so, what is that science fraught with? Economic conflicts of interest. Damage to children, and you can't even raise the issue. The National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program paying out $3 billion over the span of life when it kicked into gear in 88 since that time. It's not, you know, you bring it up, you're a kook, you're a nut, and, you know, it gets worse from there. So, Brittany's article, blog post, if you will, at Lou Rockwell, and one of my liberal friends I sent it to, oh, it's on Lou Rockwell, I'm not going to read that. Right? Libertarianism is akin to being a racist, right? If you're a libertarian, you're a racist now, because you don't believe in collectivism and identifying people as a member of the group that they're a member of. Instead, you look at people as individuals, human individuals, no matter what the color of their skin. Then suddenly you're a racist. Of course, that's an absurd thing, but that's where the liberal loonies have lost their mind on this. And I'm sorry, like I said, I've got many liberal tendencies, but classical liberal, libertarian, if you will, in a modern context, and even conservative from the standpoint of I don't want the government forcing me to medically assault, or allowing doctors to medically, or nurses to medically assault my children with toxic poisons that if you put in their baby bottle and their drinks, you could be arrested for attempted murder. That's right. They all lack mercury. They don't have enough mercury in their little bodies. They definitely need more aluminum. As Paul Offit said, it's critical, critical for their healthy development as a fetus, he says. By the way, we covered that on Epic Times. Our good friend Jerry Doyle hosted it, and we are doing some video updates, Super Don and I. And if you haven't seen it yet, go to epictimes.com. You can just click on Robert Scott Bell there, and you can see the video that we did on the issue of aluminum. Of course, MSG, kids don't have enough of that being injected into their brains or anywhere in their tissue. They're certainly lacking in aborted fetal tissue, right? Their fellow brothers and sisters were not allowed to live. They utilize that in some of the production, if you will. It's true. I know it's horrible. It's horrific. In vaccines. And so this article by Brittany is pretty profound, because it goes into the 10 things that are thrown at so-called anti-vaxxers. Right? And thrown out as a mainstream media propaganda tool to prevent you from thinking clearly on your own. No. Here are the talking points. And by and large, our Democratic brethren in California have bought it lock, stock, and barrel. Although there's a conflict now in California. We'll get to it in more detail. But even the teachers' unions are going, what the, you know what, is going on here? Make it clear that parents who choose not to vaccinate their children are only getting their information from Jenny McCarthy, Jim Carrey, and other celebrities with absolutely no scientific credentials. Now, of all the people, Super Don, that we've interviewed on this program, and I've interviewed and talked with off the air, not one has told me that they decided not to vaccinate their child because of Jenny McCarthy or Jim Carrey.
No, it's a tactic that's used by the media, because they have decided to zero in, and not so much Jim Carrey. They don't really talk about Jim Carrey that much.
They did it. Yeah, I was one.
At first they did. But now it's Jenny McCarthy. It's these parents are getting all their information from Jenny McCarthy, or they're armed with Google and two books, and this is how they have come to the conclusion that they have. And it's very interesting that if you look at what Brittany has put together on this article, it's a very valid point. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we sat here and listed all of the doctors and the scientists that question the safety of vaccines, we would be reading that list until the bottom of the hour. I mean, there are a multitude of, yes, doctors. I'm not talking about somebody who calls themselves a doctor. I'm talking about somebody who went to school, 8 years, residency, the whole deal. MDs, PhDs that question the safety of vaccines. But how often do you hear any of these names ever put out there when they're talking about the media? Never.
Priority number one.
It's just Jenny McCarthy and Jim Carrey. That's it.
Yeah. Priority number one, don't mention any of the doctors who actually question this stuff. Number two, always equate the views of the CDC, medical journals, and pharmaceutical company spokespeople with science. Some people will try to tell you that science is a method, not a conclusion, that scientific truths cannot be determined by consensus or appeal to authority, but you can just ignore them. As we said here, how many times has science from one overturned everything that was consensus prior to it? That next breakthrough, that next thing. Facts change. They're always in flux. And if you think the science is settled, just keep taking your drugs that the FDA has approved for you.
Well, number three. She points out something very, very important here that you have to look at. And these are tactics that she's pointing out. And you find this pattern in every time you hear one of these things talked about in the media. What they'll do is they'll say, because you're not a scientist, you cannot talk about it. No, you do not have the ability to debate. And even when the debate is not about the science, but about whether people should be forced or mandated to have to get the vaccines, I'm sorry, you're not a scientist, you're not a doctor, your opinion is not valid.
You want to inject what into my kid, right? No, you don't have a valid state. You can't say anything because you're not a scientist. You just take the injection. Wait a minute.
No, that scientist you're talking about, no, that's an anti-science scientist, so that person isn't qualified either.
Right. This is such outrageous dogma. This is a religious belief. You vaccinators, one day you'll look back and say, boy, did I really screw up on that one? But at the same time, we argue for your freedom if you feel like it's important for you and your children. We're not, again, the liberty is consistent here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you feel it's best to do it, that's your call.
Love this next one. Anecdotal. Yeah. I hate that word.
Right.
Number three.
If you have any kids that are harmed, it's anecdotal. It's not real because it's not in the peer-reviewed literature, so it didn't happen. Right? La, 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 didn't happen, didn't see it. Yeah.
Brittany points something out absolutely brilliant here, and I kick myself because I didn't think about this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Every time somebody comes on and talks about their vaccine-damaged child, what do they say that is? Anecdotal, right?
Uh-huh, right, yep.
Well, how about the people that are coming on and talking about their child or their brother that died from the measles? Isn't that anecdotal?
Totally. Much less the claim that the vaccines were introduced and that wiped out the disease. That is also, my friends, anecdotal. But it's just the anecdote they want you to believe, not the ones that are really happening to real people, to real children, to real families who have had vaccine injured or even killed children. You want to defend the children, defend the freedom of parents to say, no, you're not coming into my house, you're not coming into my child with your syringes. We'll be back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Now is definitely not the time to go quietly into the day or night. Speak out. First they came for the anti-vaxxers. I said nothing. And of course, if you do that, California goes, so goes the rest of the country. Now, this may be the sparking point, if you will, the hot flash point that sparks another American revolution. Because how much tyranny will you take? Especially when they're targeting your children for medical experimentation. Even if you believe in vaccines, the fundamental violation via the use of force or fraud to promote these things on your children without your ability as a mom or a dad to say no to them. Unless you homeschool, of course. And if you homeschool, well, it's another story, but not...
Then you got to worry about CPS, right?
CPS is going to come in and check you out because you're probably, if you're not vaccinating, you're probably using dietary supplements and they want your kids. The article, first they came for the anti-vaxxers, originally on Lou Rockwell. We also have it published here at robertscottbell.com. When you go to the website, please click on some banners. Say thanks to our sponsors. They make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 6 days a week right here on our syndicator, GCN, as well as naturalnewsradio.com and other networks around the world. Now, how else do they come after the anti-vaxxers? They want to convince you that they don't have anything on their side. They say remind readers, if you're part of the mainstream media, they say remind your readers that correlation is not causation.
This is how many times have you heard that?
Correlation is not causation, right? And that is a legitimate statement. However, it can be turned around with the mirror on the so-called pro-vaxxers, the pro-force, use of force against kids, violating your sovereignty, your physiological sovereignty. And you can use the same thing. For instance, measles, they say, okay, we get the vaccine in here, measles is gone. That's anecdotal, right? It's correlation, it's not causation. They don't have evidence that it was the vaccine that caused it. Now, in terms of mortality, the mortality was gone. Once we had better sanitation, sewage, hygiene, nutrition, all of that, people were not dying from measles, except in rare circumstances, and they're always exculpatory, I want to say that word, but explanatory underlying scenarios. But, of course, the pro-vaccinators are collectivists, they're medical collectivists, and rather than building up the immune system of those who are weak, what they want to do is tear down those who are strong, because their belief is that you are guilty for being healthy. You are guilty for having a strong immune system, and we should criminalize you if you reject weakening that immune system via experimental medication or injection. You understand what the medical collectivists want? It's true of all collectivists. They want to tear down the strong and make them weak, but they're not really doing anything to strengthen the weak. They're actually weakening the weak. So everybody gets weaker and weaker, so these elitists can rule over us medically and in other ways. So when you see mortality rates darn near gone, what's the point of having a measles vaccination when people aren't dying from measles? In fact, the argument from our perspective is that it strengthens your immune system to have the measles, to go through it, to successfully overcome it. And then you have fewer chronic diseases. You have less incidence of cancer, autoimmune, asthma, allergies, etc. But that is not to be discussed. They just say correlation is not causation. And if anybody argues that a disease is actually good for you, they're in the Looney Tune bin.
Well, and I love it the way that Brittany wrote this, because it's so true. It's like they will say that every time that you try and bring up something, that, you know, correlation is not causation, because I'm a scientist and I like to use big words. Well, okay. And she points out here, she says, correlation is not causation unless you want to show them this graph. And it's the graph that they use to support the importance and the value of vaccination. So correlation is not causation unless it's the graph we want to show you to support pro-vaccine agenda.
Right.
The hypocrisy in this thing is just explained so well in this article.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to Brittany. She's scheduled to be on with us at the bottom of the hour. Now, I kind of bled into number five, no pun intended there, the idea that there shall be no discussion other than if somebody chooses not to vaccinate, it's a kooky personal belief, it's an irrational fear. You can't even enter into or engage in discussion over some of the things I talk about. Most of the things I talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, much less in direct controversion, invention, whatever you want to say, to the belief that vaccines are sacrament from the pharmaceutical gods. That, in fact, these so-called childhood eruptive diseases, measles, etc., are actually beneficial for the development of a stronger functional immune system and a healthier adult. Can't talk about it, but we can here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And if you'd like to, chime in now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Author of this wonderful article, First They Came for the Anti-Vaxxers, Brittany Schaefer is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Links up at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. Tell your friends. We're back after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For the last year, you've been hearing about the wonders of Echo Water with my good friend Paul Bertero. If you go to robertswater.com, you can find out even more scientific breakthroughs that we're talking about right now.
Absolutely. We clean the water with a multi-stage filter, but where the science is in molecular hydrogen. We have over 400 studies that you can review on how molecular hydrogen helps with 150 human diseases. 40 of those 400 studies were human studies. So this is demonstrated science. The simplest way to understand is hydroxyl radicals, the most cytotoxic oxidative radical in the body, we convert it into water when it combines with H2. So HO, H2 combines water molecules. Incredible.
Massive amounts of hydration from the water that you're getting, cleaning it up, adding the hydrogen, and doing extraordinary things to remove the things you don't want from your body. Check it out, Echo Water. You can find out more at robertswater.com, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee still there?
Yep, 30 days, money back.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Taking on
on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, joining us now, the author of the blog post or article we've been discussing today. Her name, Brittany Schaefer, and she has a website, Brittany.com, but it's spelled Brittigne.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. First, they came for the anti-vaxxers. Brittany, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Extraordinary article. Tell us the inspiration.
Thank you. The inspiration's been, it's kind of been sitting in my mind for a long time. It's an issue. You know, I have kids, and it's something I looked into when they were first born. So it's something that's sort of been percolating. It's not really something I was eager to write about. I don't have a scientific background. This isn't my focus. It's not something I have a lot of experience with. But what inspired me to write it now was when I started seeing, you know, all this hysterical outcry, you know, calling for parents who don't vaccinate to be jailed, mm-hmm. to be shunned, all this craziness. And even from intelligent people, I mean, it's not just, you know, the ignorant masses believe all this junk. Even intelligent people were buying into this. And it just really made me sort of sit down and say, okay, you know, this isn't my area. I'm just going to have to put something together because this is insane. I mean, what I was seeing was essentially, the way I see it is, it's the result of a massive propaganda campaign that takes advantage of the fact that most people are rationally ignorant about, you know, any number of topics. We all are. It makes sense. But because of that, it makes it very easy to sort of to sell ideas that are flawed. And, you know, when I see people, you know, just spouting this, you know, the science is settled, vaccines don't cause autism, vaccines are safe, you know, you're irresponsible if you don't vaccinate, and then, you know, having it escalate to the point where people were calling for parents to be jailed and that kind of thing, I just felt like, you know, I really have to write something. So that was sort of the inspiration.
Yeah, well, you were inspired, and you did a fantastic job. Like I said, we're covering it today, and we'll be doing some more throughout the week, helping folks that are on the fence on this issue to recognize what is indeed going
on. That's great.
First, they came for the anti-vaxxers. Now, Brittany, you come from not the political left or the political right, or maybe you've had evolutions in your life, but you seem to be writing from the standpoint of protecting individual liberty here.
Yeah, that's always been my focus. And it's, you know, I was a journalist for about 10 years, and, you know, I focused a lot on economic freedom and political economy, but sort of the core of where I'm coming from is individual liberty, individual rights. And, that's actually what I see. I think kind of what frightens me most about this whole debate and about a lot of debates in this country is how that's just bypassed. It just seems to me that what sells an idea is, you know, completely utilitarian concerns. And then, you know, we can debate whether they're valid or rational or not, but there just seems to be, you know, if you're speaking from the standpoint of valuing individual liberty and, you know, individual sovereignty and the right to control your own body, you're kind of in a minority. It's almost as if those values don't seem to matter very much.
Yes, but if you're on the political left, they'll defend this concept of health or physical sovereignty when it comes to choosing the right to terminate a pregnancy.
Right. Well, and I think, you know, there's on both the left and the right, there's sort of a lack of a principled stand. You know, we're all for individual sovereignty when it's things we like, when it's, you know, drugs or abortion or, you know, things that we approve of, but, you know, not if it's something questionable, not if it's something that we don't. And it's the same is true of the right. There's just not really a principled stance for individual sovereignty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the lacking is, as you said, the principle stand. This is why we admire so few politicians over the years.
Of course,
you know, Ron Paul has been a guest over the years here, and we acknowledge the rarity
That's
of
great.
What he has done. Now, number six on your list, you said if you acknowledge the critics, you know, that critics of vaccines have actual reasons for their concerns,
You're going to be pilloried. They're going to say, well, the only basis for any concern whatsoever is a bogus study that was withdrawn and it was fraudulent by Andrew Wakefield. You link a number of articles well beyond Wakefield, and Wakefield never in his initial study said that vaccines definitely cause autism. He never actually said that.
Right. And the reasons for his being discredited really had nothing to do with the scientific validity of what he was doing. There are studies. And again, I'm not claiming expertise in this area. I'm not claiming that, you know, that I'm the one you should go to tell you whether or not vaccines cause autism. I don't know. But to say that there's no evidence they cause autism is just wrong. There are studies linking the two. It seems particularly in certain subgroups, and you know, there are genetic proclivities, it seems, to being more sensitive to vaccines. There are, you know, I linked a number of studies, and there are more. You know, I didn't post every single one, but there are some, you know, good solid studies showing that, yeah, there does seem to be a link.
Yeah, it's not just hearsay. We're talking with Brittany Schaefer. She's the author of First They Came for the Anti-Vaxxers. Originally it was on Lou Rockwell. Green Med Info has picked it up. We've got it here at robertscottbell.com. I urge you to read it. If you want to really go out to all the links, she's put a tremendous amount of work and research into this. And, it almost hurts my head thinking about what you must have gone through to put this together so well.
I just spent a lot of time on it. I started writing it back in February, started collecting, you know, some of it I already knew, some of it I had looked at a long time ago, but of course the research has changed. I started collecting links. I started, you know, formulating arguments, looking at what was out there, and just worked on it for a long time. I don't get to do this full time anymore. So, you know, I sort of worked on it when I could.
How old are your kids?
My daughter is 5. My son is 8.
All right. Yeah, I've got 2 kids of my own. That's why I'm very passionate about this as well. Number 7 on your list, when in doubt, pepper your stories with affirmations like vaccines save lives. Parents who don't vaccinate are selfish or ignorant or anti-science, or they're just hippies, right? And this is where John Stewart went and calling out his fellow liberals in Marin County for not vaccinating, and I called them out for promoting Nazi-like tactics again. Hence the statement at the top of your article, first they came for the anti-vaxxers. The last one here, the science is settled. Now, if that's the case, what's the point of doing any more research into anything, right? It's like when the patent office said there are no more inventions to have. Let's just close the office now.
Right. No point. No more money for studies on vaccine safety. Well, and especially when you have the people who have been involved in those studies, I mean, like Bill Thompson coming out and saying, I mean, his quote from his secretly recorded conversation, where he basically says he was told to lie. He was asked to lie to go along with procedures that were against their procedure. And, basically saying that the CDC, which is where you worked, they haven't been transparent, and because they avoid touching anything having to do with autism, anything that might show a link, they're missing out on this opportunity to do real research. So these aren't hippies saying this. These aren't crazed, you know, fanatics saying this. These are people inside the industry saying, look, it's not working. We're not doing what we should be doing.
Mm-hmm. And if they wanted to gain, let's say, some level of trust again, would they not be open to the criticisms and look into it and say, how can we make these things safer? And, of course, that's the argument of RFK, who claims to be pro-vaccine but has really been outspoken and one of the few at that level of elite intelligentsia saying, hey, there's a problem here.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you would think if they were really all about objective science and determining the truth of the matter, you'd think that's how they would respond. But, I mean, in fact, they're protecting their interests and the interests of the pharmaceutical companies. And, you know, that's at odds with objective science.
Yep. Medical collectivism again. And if you're skeptic, well, of course, they call you irrational. And it's kind of hard for them now because, you know, there's a article we're going to cover next hour about the bizarre rantings of Bill Maher and RFK. Wait a second. That's weird. What's bizarre about it? Well, they're actually engaging in intellectual discussion on it and not just basically accepting the party line.
Right. And the thing is, there's, you know, getting back to sort of the propaganda angle of it, there's a certain level of discourse at which I think you can get away with just spewing out things like, you know, the science is settled, these people are ignorant, they're wacky, once there are enough people who are really upset or concerned about the issue, you kind of can't get away with that anymore, because they're not just, it's not just sort of, you know, words that they hear and then repeat. They're actually, once they start actually looking into it themselves, they'll start to see that, you know, hang on a second, there might be something here. They might not be that wacky after all.
Sure. But what about number 9 on your list, the concept of conflicts of interest? Conflicts of interest,
yeah.
Of course, you know, government has written laws about conflicts of interest, even within the vaccine realm, yet they still go to people like Dr. Paul Offit, who's made millions off of producing and holding patent on these vaccines.
Right. I mean, it's even deeper than that. I mean, if a great book to read is the one that I quote, Bad Pharma, which I actually haven't even finished, but he goes into detail about, you know, how it is that the pharmaceutical industry really influences all of medicine from the medical schools on down. I mean, it's everywhere. It's not, you know, it's not just a few people who have conflicts of interest. It's built into the system. And so you really have to take everything with a grain of salt. I mean, I've asked friends of mine who are medical researchers. They do this for a living. They know the industry and they know, you know, the research environment. And I've asked them, you know, how do you determine, you're looking at the research, you're trying, you know, your career is built on this. How do you determine what's valid and what's not? How, when you're looking at all these papers, how do you know which ones are legitimate and which ones are just, you know, completely corrupted nonsense? And they tell me it's really tough. It's not easy. You have to, you know, sifting through and trying to figure out, you know, obviously some of them will have poor study design. You can sort of see that.
Sure.
Some will have, you know, you look for the conflicts of interest. You look, but even knowing what to look for, the waters are so muddied by this that it's difficult for professionals in the industry to know what they can believe.
Yep, and you even referenced Dr. Marcia Engel, who we interviewed about this very subject
before
she passed away some years ago, where she said it's simply no longer possible to believe much of the clinical research that is published or to rely on the judgment of trusted physicians or authoritative medical guidelines. Check it out. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be back with more of Brittany and the last one on the list, the ultimate medical collectivist position, herd immunity.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, this issue of vaccine tyranny, it's not new. We're here right on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've been talking about it for years. In fact, its roots go back 100-plus years to the Flexner Report of 1910, establishing a medical monopoly by virtue of grabbing hold of all the medical schools, eclectic, homeopathic, putting them all out of business except for the ones that taught patent pharmaceutical medicines, oil-based monopolies. And this is what has transpired over that 100-plus years. Obamacare also related to that as well. Medical collectivism. It's not just for breakfast anymore in California. They want it for lunch and dinner. And they're going to shoot your children with these vaccines against your will, moms and dads, if we don't back this SB 277 down. We're going to get there. Right now, we've got another segment here with Brettany Schaefer. Her website, Brettany.com. It's spelled B-R-E-T-I-G-N-E.com. Brittany, again, excellent article. We've got one more point. I hinted at it. How do you not believe in herd immunity? What's wrong with you?
I'm a crazy hippie. I wouldn't go so far as to say I don't believe in it. My understanding of herd immunity is it's a theory, and I think it's a theory that makes sense. You know, if a certain percentage of the population is immune to a disease, you know, that benefits the whole population. I'm not going to say I don't believe in it. I don't know enough about it to say you know, whether that's a valid theory or not.
Sure.
But a couple of things, a couple problems with it. That theory was proposed as an explanation for herd immunity when people have natural immunity that they've gained by contracting the disease. And that in particular applies to childhood diseases like measles, mumps, chickenpox, those kinds of things. And what most of those diseases do is they provide lifetime immunity. Vaccines don't. Most vaccines, you know, especially again, if the childhood vaccines, a lot of them you need a booster. Even then, it may not confer immunity. It doesn't necessarily confer immunity on everyone who gets it. They have, you know, they have, even the manufacturers will tell you, you know, this one has a 90% success rate. This one has a 78% success rate. So they don't offer 100% immunity. They don't offer lifetime immunity. So what you end up having is a population where as people get older, they don't have that immunity. And so the idea that you can achieve herd immunity through vaccination is problematic. But to me, the bigger issue is that it's presented as this sort of public good or this undeniable good, which maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but that doesn't mean we have a right to it. That doesn't mean that's something that we have a right to demand that the people around us provide it for us. And it's being treated as if it is, that question isn't being asked. Question, it's just assumed that if there's something that, you know, let's say it's good. Let's say it's a real thing. Let's say it's a good thing. Well, you still need to ask the question, does that mean you have the right to use force to get other people to provide it for you?
Right.
And to my mind, no, you don't. But no. What's more disturbing is that question's not even being asked.
Exactly. The debate is being squashed. The discussion is being squashed. Intellectual curiosity is being marginalized, ridiculed, ostracized. And you don't have a right to set my child on fire just to keep your child warm, is my point. And
exactly.
This
exactly.
concept of herd immunity is based on a false premise, besides the whole idea that having an antibody guarantees that you will not have the disease. It does not exist in the natural world because even if you had naturally occurring chickenpox and developed the antibodies to chickenpox as a child, much less the one they want to do artificially through the shot, you can, as an adult, suffer from shingles, which is the same virus reactivating in an adult due to what? Stress. What does stress do? It depletes minerals.
It
compromises the excretory function and all metabolic functions, including your immune system. But that is not part of the discussion. It's all about the shortcut. We can inject you. It's the magic injection. Don't ask questions.
Right, and that gets back to the medical monopoly aspect of it. You know, it's taken over the whole philosophy of medicine. So we don't talk about, you know, what's the role of your natural immune system? What's the role of your own body in protecting itself and how can we strengthen that? It's all about how can we create artificial things to put in your body to protect you and make you better.
Brittany, absolute grand slam home run on your article. I hope everybody reads it. If you haven't, we have it linked in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. Brittany is B-R-E-T-I-N-I-G-N-E. Sorry about that. Check it out. We've got it linked up to make it easy. Brittany, thank you so much for being here. We'd love to talk with you again.
Thank you. Sure. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
All right. Next hour, SB277. How is it going to be defeated? Or how will you be defeated if you don't defeat it? Stick around. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.